Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
JSR, the legendary JSR, Walton, here we are, end of the day. Jeremy had a slim chance of getting the title. It didn't happen, and Dusty rode all right to a second, but what's your thoughts?
I think overall, is for today's Walton, is a good, you know, good that those guys rode very good. You know, a bit of bad luck, of course, on Jeremy's side, going into the water with his 250F. But he rode. He had the second fast lap time of overall of the day during practice, during qualifier. Yeah. He was ripping. So mm-hmm. First moto would just kill everybody. So look for a 1-1 finish. But like I said, motocross, it's interesting sport. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And a bit of bad luck, the second moto cost him the overall win anyway. Mm-hmm. And for the championship, as far as the championship, he was 16 or 17 points behind coming into Walton. But, it needed a lot of bad luck from the other guys to finish first. But, not Tyler, but both Cowie guys rode very well all summer long. So they deserve a championship, you know.
They have. What about yourself now? First year working with the Red Bull KTM team here, you know, for years.
Second year?
Yeah,
I worked last year as well. Yeah, last summer.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. How is it? Do you like it? Do you enjoy it? What about the KTMs themselves? And it's kind of a cool relationship you got going on.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's a smaller company than the other manufacturer I worked with in the past. So it is a bit more personal with the team, with the president and all that. The shop, factory, KTM are not too far from my house, so it's mm-hmm. only a 45-minute drive to get there, to get to the race shop. So that side, it worked very well. It's a really young team. Like the president's only 29 years old, so it's different than what I mm-hmm. work in the past. And they're really, really aggressive into racing. Most of the manufacturers are in Canada, and we are kind of stepping back a little bit.
Same thing down there.
Yeah. Same thing in the States. So. I think it's a KTM's got a bright future for the bright future overall, because they're still pushing into racing and going. They're building race product and no other product. So it's really race driven. So it fit me for now, and enjoying working with these guys. So as long as we're winning.
exactly. What you're used to doing a lot of it, especially with yourself and then the Blackfoot guys. What are you doing now for fans wondering what's going on? What's happening in JSR's life?
Actually, a lot of things. A lot of things more like personal. Not nothing too excited as far as a fan point of view. I'm just retiring, doing some riding schools, part time at home, helping out Oakley. Oakley's been my sponsor since I'm like 15 years old. So I'm doing like the rider rep during the week and help out a couple of athletes we have. KTM riding school, like I said, and then raising two kids at home and. Enjoying life a bit more than I did in the past. I actually enjoyed my summer. So had time to go on a boat and play some golf and things like that. But overall it's good.
So no new comebacks from JSR. Like none of that.
None of that. I've been talking. I've loved to race Walton in the vet class, of course. No pro races. Yeah. I can't last 30-minute moto anymore. But I wouldn't mind to do some vet races. I'm not done yet on that side, but. I just need to spend more time on the bike. I just don't want to go out there and not finishing too well. So if I have some chance of putting more time on the bike during the week, I might do a comeback.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
In the vet class. I just want to make sure it's in the vet class. But I don't miss that much. Yeah. I raced until I was 34. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people seems, you know, I raced from 14 years old to 34, 35 years old. So, you know, I've done it, you know, done enough, but I don't really miss the stress of being on the gate and all that, you know, and the roofs and all that stuff. But
Well, one of those guys, I mean, yeah. And it's, you're lucky you're able to do that. A lot of guys miss it and let it go. A lot of guys can't let it go. You know what I mean? And you have been able
to. Like I said, I'd like to say, talking about Newf, you know, he's what, 26, six, seven. Seven, so, you know, like I said, I raced until I was 35. So, right. And, you know, I got bad knee and then my back is sore once in a while. So that remind me that I should stay off the dirt bikes for.
We were just talking at Racer X, I think a couple weeks, maybe a month ago, we had the greatest one-off rides or something. And I submitted your race at Englishtown in 97, beating Jeff Emig, outdoor and supercross champion. Tell us about that a little bit, because you were so close to just straight up beating him.
Yeah, I mean, it's that was the weekend after I won. It actually was 96, if I want to correct you. It was 96, because I was on the Honda, won the Montreal Supercross, and the weekend after, I took the same bike, Supercross suspension, went to Englishtown. Yeah. And first moto, I mean, to me, I beat him. I literally felt in that last corner, tried just to avoid the lapper, and I had like a 4 or 5 second lead on Emig. It was the last corner, 100 feet, and then another little like 80 degree corner into the finish line. Fell on my side, and then just to kind of move my shoulder was weak back then. So I did finish second on the result, but if Emig was here, he would say that I beat. That was, yeah, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
Super exciting for me.
Big deal for us Canadians too. Like, it was a big, great ride.
Yeah, and Ryan Hughes was there too with his big KX 500 that he, I think, finished second the nation a week before, and he was 30 seconds behind. So those guys were looking at me like, where the hell I came from? Right. So it was a good time.
Always good to see you. You know, you're the second best Canadian rider ever. You know that?
In your book, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so second, great to see second best Canadian rider ever. And yeah, man, let's try to do one of those podcasts that we've been talking about for years.
I'll go straight to your house and do it in Vegas in a couple of weeks for the Monster Cup.
All right, thanks, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure.